We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hi, Steph. Hi. What do you want to talk about?
What if we do the topic that your son listened to the podcast, and what has your child found out about you?
Yeah, right? Well, it's a great question because now he knows like all my parenting techniques and tactics and strategies.
How do I say it? Because this is kind of a funny story, but it's more rock material where we were packing up for the hotel. We had an adult night away from the kids finally for my husband's birthday.
Giggity, giggity. Yes.
And we opened presents in front of the kids. And they're only 5 and 3 and 10 months old. So
right.
They don't know what a lot of the stuff is. They're still obviously super innocent. So I gave my husband some stuff for his birthday. And the kids watch him open it. And they're like, what is that tube for, mommy? So it's funny what you say to your kids when they're little. It's like, oh, that's for mommy and daddy's hotel room tonight. Oh, okay.
That is so funny. But you know, you only have these little, like, small periods of time, these windows of time where you can get away with that. Because within the next year or two, it's going to be like, you just got to sneak that stuff.
Yes.
I feel like I sneak stuff from my kids like I used to with my parents. It's so funny.
Oh, that's weird. The circle of life. So now it's the other way around.
Yeah, it's exactly. Like, I'm pouring a cocktail on a Tuesday night or something.
Yes.
And I'm like, I don't want them to see it. So
I know. I've gotten to that phase now where I'm like, is Bryce old enough where I can ask him to bring me a beer from the fridge, or should I not do that yet? Like, I'll wait a couple more years, maybe. Or do
it
now
it.
When it doesn't make sense to him. So he's just like, okay,
he's just doing mommy a favor.
Mom. Yeah. But I try not to lie too much. I know a lot of parents will do the total white lies where it's like, no, honey, we can't go to that concert because it's sold out, when it's not. It's
right.
Like, I'm honest with my kids with that. Like, no, honey, we're not going to that concert because it's too expensive.
Or it's not appropriate.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. We're going through the store. Mommy, can I have this? No, it's too expensive. Instead of being like, no, because of this, and make up a lie. No, it's too expensive.
Yeah,
and
I don't have the money.
Yeah,
it's good. It teaches them, you know, value of money.
Yes. Have you been caught in a white lie or anything with your kids, or have you had to explain? I know you're at the age now with your kids where they're kind of preteens.
And teens, yeah.
And teens. Oh, yes.
So here's the thing. I can't tell you because now my son's been listening to my podcast.
Oh, no.
If I tell you what I've been, you know, like any secrets or anything like that.
What a smart son. He's like, aha, I'm going to eavesdrop in a public forum, Mom. You can't share anything publicly because I will listen and I can listen.
And he has been. I came home the other day and I'm hearing my voice in your giggle.
Oh my gosh.
Like, are you listening to the podcast? He goes, I listen to all of them, Mom.
Whoa. And then your brain start going,
thinking,
wait a minute,
what have I
what
said?
Did I say?
So I'm in a little of a pickle here.
Is this Parker, the one that keeps leaving the schoolwork at home?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Parker.
Oh, both boys do that. They both.
Oh, okay.
They've been good, though.
They've been good.
Yeah, since I punished them with taking away the PlayStation for a little while. I didn't take it away as long as I had, you know, had hoped I was going to. I caved, but I did take it away.
All right.
But nothing has been forgotten yet for school.
Oh, good.
But they were also on spring break for a week.
Oh. So getting back into the habit of it and staying true to your word, which I caught myself in after Easter happened, I have threatened them with throwing away their Easter basket and throwing away the jelly beans. And then after I say it, my brother-in-law's voice comes into my head because he's caught me so many times. He says, Steph, if you're going to say something like that, you have to follow through because now they're getting used to you giving empty threats. And here again, I'm saying those empty threats. Oh, if you go do that, I'm going to just throw away your Easter basket. I'm giving you 3 seconds. And I count to three. And then they wait till number four. So I'm like, okay. So I did throw away some jelly beans. And it backfired on me. They're like, oh, that's okay. I'm like, no!
You probably threw out the candy they didn't like. So they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm throwing away 5 jelly beans. And I even did it right in front of them. And they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, if you threaten to, you know, to count to three and you're counting to four, you have to follow through.
Yeah.
Like my kids, if I start counting, I never get to three. I never.
Ooh.
I never have to.
That's cool.
Yeah.
The majority of the time, that does happen for me where I don't get to three But then there have been the times where
those are the times where you have to follow through with your threat.
Yep.
You can't backpedal. Mm-hmm. You can't even backpedal a little. You just got to follow through, like, all in.
Yep. And then with the timeout
those
corner.
Those baskets should have been gone.
I know. They should have been.
You would have been the worst mom ever.
Yes. Oh, but then I did throw something away, and my daughter Stella went in and started picking it out of the garbage. And I was like, no, stop.
Oh, she's so
leave
cute.
Those peeps alone. The timeout corner has been a little bit tough these days, though. So I think I might. Do you switch it up if the timeout corner becomes not a timeout corner anymore?
Well, why is it not a timeout corner anymore?
Okay, it's still a great corner, but they still try to get out of it where they're like, no, no, I don't want to go. And they become like the limp body while I'm trying to take them to the timeout
corner.
Then
you just got
to
drag that limp body. I mean, I remember with my first, he was very stubborn and I would have to physically just hold him in timeout.
Okay.
Because he wouldn't stay. And mm-hmm. But I wanted him to stay. And I did that for a few times. And then he just learned, okay, I'm just going to go.
All right. Good. Yeah. So I'll stick with that timeout
corner.
Drag
that limp body to timeout.
My daughter's getting so heavy. I'm like, oh, how do you do this? She's 40 pounds of dense muscle.
She is. Yes. Yeah, she's strong.
And then my son, after the timeout corner, all of a sudden I look over and he's gone because he snuck up to the bedroom. I'm like, Bryce, get back down here. And he's giggling. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to make it 10 minutes then. And then he'll sit in the timeout corner. But
do
it's
you put
all
a timer on?
I don't.
Oh, see, I used to do
help,
that.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I do a countdown during it, but I'm not really paying attention. So all of a sudden, I'm like, two more minutes left.
I always just go to my oven, set the timer.
Okay.
You know? And they used to say, like, whatever their age is should be, like, how long they stay in timeout. So if they're four minutes.
Perfect.
That's I don't know.
Good to
That's
know.
Just a gauge.
That's good to know.
Whether you stick to it, it's up totally up to you. It depends on how bad the punishment yep. needs
That's
to be.
That's how I've been doing it. It goes from 2 to 5 minutes, depending on how bad it is.
But then you can just say when it goes mm-hmm. off, when it beeps, then you can get out.
Okay. The beep will signify, too. And then the follow-through. Why were you in timeout?
Why did I put you there?
Okay. That's really good. Because I feel like I am a stricter mom, but then these examples keep happening where you're teaching me stuff, Amber. Here, where it's like, no, you're not being strict enough, Steph. Stick with that 5 minutes. Make sure that timer's on. Those are really good tips.
Yeah.
Thank
and,
you.
And the follow through too, when you like, you know, just remind him why he was there.
Yeah.
Oh, I always go down like on their level. I always go on my knees. I don't know why. I think I read it in a book somewhere.
Yep. I've heard that too. Yep. So. Get on their level. And that helps to make sure that it's more of a conversation at that point.
Yeah. And
okay.
So he's understanding you, and then you just hug it out at the end.
Oh, all right. Perfect.
Carry on your way.
Yeah, because the other day, my son just started laughing at me, but then he said a funny phrase, so then I started laughing while I was trying to be stern.
Those are fun moments, though.
I say, no way, Jose, a lot. It's just one of the. And so now he's saying, yes way, Jose, but he says it's so funny, like, yes way, Jose, or something.
Aw, he's
adorable.
So I'm
like giggling in the background. But that's great. Okay, so timeouts, we're going to try and be a little bit more stricter with that. Yeah. Thank you, Amber.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening, Parker.
Yeah, thanks, Parker.
What timeout tips have you learned that have worked for you? Or maybe if there's rewards that have worked for you and your kids, how to do the, what is that called, positive reinforcement?
Yeah. Something that our generation didn't really grow up necessarily with that in mind.
So the positive reinforcement where it isn't too much like, oh, you're great, you're too good.
Right.
That's also horrible. What's worked for you and your kids?
And what hasn't? Yeah.
Yes. We'll learn together.
And we'll see you next week. I'm SD Mom Amber.
And I'm SD Mom Steph. Thanks for tuning in.
See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.